Policy Bazaar on Monday filed draft papers for an initial public offering, IPO, of up to 6,017.5 crore, $811.3 million, with Markets Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI. The online insurance aggregator joins a growing tribe of private equity, PE-backed technology startups making a beeline for the capital markets this year. And NBSP. Late last month, food tech unicorn Zomato, unicorns are startups valued privately at $1 billion or more, listed on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Payments companies Paytm, MobiQuick and online automobile marketplace Cartrade are also expected to follow suit, having filed draft IPO papers. The SoftBank Group Corp and Tiger Global Management-backed Policy Bazaar IPO will comprise of a fresh issue of equity shares of up to 3,750 crore and offer for sale, OFS, of up to 2,267.5 crore by the shareholders, according to the Draft Red Herring Prospectus, DRHP, filed by the insurance aggregator and SQO, S. Gurugram-based parent PB Fintech. SoftBank Unit SVF Python 2, Cayman, Limited is selling shares worth 1,875 crore. Policy Bazaar founders Yashish Dayu and Alok Bansal are offloading stakes worth 250 crore and 95 crore respectively. Other shareholders in Policy Bazaar include Naukri parent Info Edge, Chinese technology conglomerate Tencent Holdings, hedge funds Falcon Edge Capital and Steadview Capital, pay firm True North and venture capital firm Inventus Capital. Policy Bazaar will use the net proceeds for branding, 1,500 crore rupees, strategic investments and acquisitions, 600 crore rupees, and international growth, 375 crore rupees. It also intends to invest 375 crore for new opportunities to ramp up its consumer base and offline presence. The remaining capital will be used for general corporate purposes. Founded in 2008 by Yashish Dayu and Alok Bansal, PB Fintech was formerly called Etechus's Marketing and Consulting and operates a total of 7 businesses. It runs online insurer Policy Bazaar, online marketplace for financial products Payzer Bazaar, call center operator iCall Support Services, online healthcare services provider Doc Prime Technologies, and motor vehicle claims and related assistance services platform AccurX Marketing and Consulting. And NBSP. The company had a 93.4% market share based on the number of policies sold and 65.3% of all digital insurance sales in India by volume in 2019 to 2020, the DRHP said, citing Frost and Amp, Sullivan. In financial year 2020-21, the company originated premiums worth 2,742.9 crore for its insurer partners from new insurance policies and a total premium of 4,701.3 crore including renewals. As of March 31, 2021, over 48 million consumers were registered on its platform and purchased over 19 million policies from its insurer partners. Policy Bazaar and Number 39's consolidated revenue from operations in 2020-21 increased to 886.66 crore from 771.2 crore in the previous financial year. Its net loss during the year narrowed to 150.24 crore from 304.02 crore. And quote, we expect our costs to increase over time and our losses will continue given the investments expected towards growing our business, comma and quote, it said. In April, Policy Bazaar said it would merge into InfoEdge and SQO, S Make Sense Technologies in an all-share deal to save costs and streamline corporate structure. The company is awaiting NCLT approval for the amalgamation. The book running lead managers to the issue are Kotak Mahindra Capital, Morgan Stanley India, Citigroup Global Markets India, HDFC Bank, ICICI Securities, IIFL Securities and Jefferies India.